because this isn't like anything else where you kind of set a goal and you figure out what you have to do to meet the goal and then you go try to do it. This isn't goal-oriented in the same way. The spiritual journey can't be mapped out ahead of time. Doesn't mean people don't have maps in their mind. Doesn't mean people don't have ideas of how it should feel, where it should end up, how they should be when they've reached what they think they should reach. But all that's in your mind. All that's your own thinking, your own idea, and has nothing to do with the actual spiritual journey, because the actual spiritual journey is a journey deeper and deeper into reality. Well, I didn't create reality, you didn't create reality. So, our own judgment is not going to be an accurate measure, is not going to be a wise evaluation. It's going to be whatever judgments we carry about ourselves in general, superimposed onto the spiritual life. And you're not going to notice that in general, because it's going to seem real. So my advice, if you want to call it that, is don't believe yourself. Don't believe what you tell yourself, what your mind says to you, what your own ideas and perceptions suggest to you about your own quote-unquote spiritual progress. You can't measure your spiritual progress, because you don't know and can't really say for sure what's making a difference and what's not. You can feel a certain way, you can say, oh, that seems to have made a big difference, or I had a breakthrough about that, or I know this that I didn't know a year ago. But that won't tell you accurately where you're really going. Because you may think that you're going down the road as if you're driving in a car, and for all you know, you're in a supersonic jet. You may be in no position at all to really say what the meaning of any of it is. And anything you tell yourself along the way is going to be, at best, at the very best possibility, partially right. It can't be just logically completely right. But even that partial rightness, I'm saying, is unlikely. Because the tendency is there for most of us to judge ourselves, to see ourselves, even in the middle of success, as somehow falling short. Because the nature of goal orientation is the horizon keeps moving when you get closer to it. So the mind is not programmed the way the average Western mind, at least, and Eastern mind too. The way the average mind works, the way it's programmed to think and self-monitor, isn't set up and programmed to see accurately. It's set up as a judgment machine, not a success-identifying machine. So, why do you assure this group that amazing things will happen? Because I've seen how it works. I see the possibility for you in every way. And I know that that possibility is highly likely to become an actuality if you persist. And I see no evidence that you aren't persistent.